On the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line is President Peter B. Mercer, who is the president of Ramapo College in New Jersey. President, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for coming on the program. Tell us about Ramapo College. Where are you? What's the size of the college? And what is the educational focus there?
We're in Bergen County, which is in the northeastern part of the state of New Jersey. We are designated New Jersey's liberal arts college. We have about 5,700 students. We're a four-year institution.
And tell me about Four Loko, the beverage, and these types of drinks. When did they first come to your attention?
It was really only about 5 or 6 weeks ago. We had discovered that there was a higher incidence than normal of excessive drinking by some students and visitors to the college. And I learned through the local police chief that he had been contacted by one of the hospitals to which some students had been taken because they were concerned about the level of intoxication. And when we looked into the matter, we discovered that this product and others like it were becoming increasingly more popular. And so when we investigated and found out the nature of the beverage, we decided that it should be banned because it was creating havoc.
And from your investigation, what did you learn about drinks like Four Loko? And that's F-O-U-R-L-O-K-O. What did you learn about this drink and other similar type beverages?
Well, it's called an energy drink, which is really quite a misnomer because it's 12% alcohol, as you say, and the container size of 23.5 ounces is almost the same volume-wise as a bottle of wine. Alcohol is a significant depressant. It doesn't energize a person. The energy, I suppose, is created by the very large amounts of caffeine and the other ingredients in the drink. But what we discovered was that it comes in a tin that is very brightly colored. It looks more like a soda or an iced tea tin. It's very sweet. Students find it easy to drink, and the consequences of that, of course, part that they drink it quickly and become intoxicated very quickly.
So you decided to impose a ban. Tell me about the process for imposing it and exactly what the ban is.
Well, we discovered that one of the students who had been taken to the hospital had admitted to drinking three of these tins of Four Loko and several shots of alcohol in a relatively brief space of time. And when his blood alcohol reading was taken at the hospital, it was 0.4. which is five times the legal limit and at a potentially lethal level. And so I simply announced at the end of last month that we would be banning this beverage and similar beverages effective almost immediately. And so under our alcohol policies, it would be an offense simply to possess it on campus.
What's been the response from the students in the community regarding the ban?
The students at the college, I believe, are generally supportive of the ban because they recognize that the product is really toxic. It's very difficult to find any socially redeeming reason why such beverages should be marketed at all, in my view. And I think our students concur with that. They've seen the evidence of what happens when students drink it in any quantity.
You know, it's a very scary situation, and we're talking with President Peter B. Mercer, who is the president of Ramapo College in New Jersey. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. President Mercer, I have a young niece who is a senior in high school, and she has told me that she knows of people in her high school who are drinking this beverage. So it's not only a problem for college students, but younger folks as well.
I think that would be borne out across the country.
And have you heard from any other institutions regarding your ban? Have they been seeking more information from you?
Mostly from the media. I have not had any direct contact with representatives of other institutions. I will be meeting some of my fellow presidents from New Jersey today, so I expect the topic will come up.
All right, President Mercer, I thank you so much for your time. We've learned a lot. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thanks very much.